Living Redefined with Sechaba Qeba, 1 to 3 p.m. weekdays only on SAFM.
All right, this takes us to 42 minutes after one. It is time for Crafted in SA. Our guest today on Crafted SA is Charmaine Taylor. She's the founder and CEO of Legacy Collection. Legacy Collection is basically it offers handmade pieces that are striking token of justice, equality, forgiveness and freedom. Handcrafted and encased in precious metal, every Legacy Collection piece, from dazzling jewelry to iconic art, is created from the original fence of South Africa's Robben Island prison. Charmaine, good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sechaba. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Charmaine, tell us about Legacy Collection.
So I thought I'd start at the very beginning on how the journey of the fence started. So in 2009, Robben Island was going through a renovation. So anything that was on the island that was specifically metal was starting to rust and was starting to get deteriorated. So this included the original prison fencing that surrounded Nelson Mandela and Ahmed Kathrada and all the Robbenians. So Robben Island was stripping it away and replacing it with new. So it was then taken off the mainland, and that was when we took occupation of it. So I started my journey with this historic Robben Island prison fencing by piercing it into pieces of artwork and frame them, and each one gets a unique serial number, a tag on it. It gets a certificate of authenticity, and just tells a beautiful story when you're sitting around it. And I basically thought to myself, you know, this is so beautiful to be framed on a wall, but when I walk away from it, I can't take it with me. So I started my legacy collection by wearing wearable art that every person can walk around with and keep telling the life and legacy of South Africa and Nelson Mandela and all the Robben Island prisoners.
And I mean, I'm taking a look at the picture of some of the artwork right now. When you say wearable art, you make the likes of earrings, bracelets, rings. Absolutely stunning. I love that it's day-to-day jewelry as well. But like you mentioned, when you say that the fence at the stage that you'd acquired it was starting to rust, you can actually see that and you haven't modified it. Tell us about how you then incorporate whatever material that you use for your jewelry with this original fence, which wasn't in the greatest condition, but ends up being so beautiful on these jewelry pieces.
Yes. So I always think to myself, as the fence is, so it is. This fencing is at maximum security prison fencing, so it's not something you can mold and make and shape it into whatever you want it to be. You have to mold it into what it allows you to be. Sometimes you pull it, it snaps. Other times you bend it, it doesn't bend to the degree that you want it to. So it's a very temperamental, very, some of it's very rusted and some of it is still very strong. And I always say this, you know, every piece is so unique and so different. I call it the DNA of the fence. Every single person, it responds differently to heat, rust, to pressure, to confinement. And this is very much the same as the fencing. Every single piece of jewelry of mine is very unique in that in the piece of fence that you get inside of your jewelry.
I love it. And how long was this fence, or how old was the fence rather?
So I actually thought about it the other day. I think it was, I need to check it, but I think it was actually on the island for about 35 years. So yeah, it was through the apartheid era, and then also, so it was taken off in 2009, and it was the original fencing was taken off then.
Tell us about some of your proud moments in your journey. I mean, when you're telling people that here's this beautiful bracelet, the bonus story being that this was, or at least contains parts and pieces of the original Robben Island fence. You've kind of seen the world. You've exhibited, you've come across people. Tell us about some of your proud moments in your journey.
So I would say my proudest moments of my journey was exhibiting at the Nobel Peace Center, where my jewelry is stocked there. I've got the peace bracelet and peace earrings and peace necklace. And obviously Nelson Mandela had the Nobel Peace Prize, which is, I think, it's the highest prize that people get for human rights, which is one of my passions, is to speak about human rights. So that, I would say, was the major highlight of my career. And then also, I've also given some, or been in contact with some major A-listers in the world. I've had my jewelry on some incredible people like Taraji P. Henson, Idris Elba has recently purchased a piece of my fencing, Africa Victorious artwork dipped in gold. He's got a piece of that. And he's always been on my vision board, actually. He's been there. So I've put a big tick on that.
And
so,
I mean, he spent a great deal of time in South Africa. So that would be a great parting gift for him.
He acted as Nelson Mandela on Long Walk to Freedom. So he was just an incredible person to get a piece of my art to.
Love it, love it. And how important is it for South Africans to support local?
Yeah, I think it's very important. And I find it's incredible. Over the last year, I haven't had as many South Africans purchase my jewelry as they have before. Mm. So I think as South Africans, we are really starting to look inside and look at, you know, exactly how local, you know, we need to support each other to be able to survive. And I also proudly produce my jewelry locally. Everything is made in Cape Town, South Africa. So I'm very passionate about creating skilled employment.
And
so,
tell us about the team that makes these beautiful pieces.
Yes, I've got an incredible team. I've got a jewelry workshop in the City Bowl in Leeds Street. I think they're listening to me now. And then I've also got a studio in Cape Town, and I have a team of about 2 to 3 people working on the artwork and the jewelry. And I'm also actually starting a beading division, which we're starting to do beaded artworks and big beaded chandeliers and all very interesting handmade divisions.
And Charmaine, just in closing, what is your vision for Legacy Collection going forward?
So my vision is really much, very much about creating light. And I've started to create chandeliers with this prison fencing and any sort of upcycled or recycled materials. And I've been very inspired by the Bob Marley story, where he basically was going to go to a peace rally, and he was about to go, and someone came to his house and they gunned him down, they shot him. Mm. But 2 days after that, he decided to get up on the stage, and he still decided to sing. He got interviewed and they asked him, "Mr. Molly, like, why do you get up now and sing after 2 days? You should be resting." He said, "No, the people that are making the world a worse place don't take a day off. Why should I?" And then he said this iconic quote. He said, "Light up the darkness." And it's very much what I want to do with Legacy Collection, is that where light is, darkness cannot be. And that's the vision of my chandeliers too. I've got a hope chandelier. I've got an unbreakable chandelier, which is three squares which symbolize the confinement on Robben Island and the confinement we've just been through during COVID, and how every single person responds differently to it. But there are just such stories of triumph. There's stories of pain, but there's also stories of triumph. I'm trying to concentrate on that with my new chandelier and light division.
Look, I mean, we will put the pictures up on our Twitter. The jewelry range is amazing. And I mean, just looking at it and zooming into it and figuring out that you managed to put parts of the original fencing from Robben Island. I can't let you get off the line with asking you, how much of this fence is there that you even make? Is the fence not running out?
That is a good question. Yes, it will eventually. Everyone always asks that question. No, we just recently actually did a recount because I'm creating some incredible things in the States in the next year or two. But yeah, we do have some you know, a couple of years left.
All right.
Yeah.
All righty. And write it
buy
out.
While you can.
Thank you, Charmaine. And where do we find the jewelry? How do we get hold of you?
So you can go online to legacycollection.org, or you can go and find me on Instagram. And yes, we've got a little Heritage Day promotion going on. If you follow me on socials, you can win one of our proud Africa pendants, which is very Heritage Day. So as Legacy Collection, we just really celebrate, being a proudly African company.
Lovely. That's Charmaine Taylor. She is the founder and CEO of Legacy Collection. She makes wearable jewelry, day-to-day jewelry, absolutely stunning. We'll put it on our Twitter with pieces and parts of the original Robben Island fencing. That takes us to the end of our Crafted in SA. Up next is your Kids Corner. Stay tuned.